the sales bathroom is larger than the development bathroom?
I did not. I have not been in there.
It's
as
got
a, as a kindness.
More urinals and more stalls.
Well, it would have to, as there's a higher density over there.
A higher density
and
of shit.
And they're more likely to fling shit on things.
Yeah, okay, we both made shit jokes. Okay.
So far.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm Kyle.
Busy dreaming about swords.
Kendrick. Trying to get out of a hole in the ground. I'm not parking there anymore. That's dumb. Yeah, Amy is a sweaty mess.
Are you hot? Yeah, you
there's
are.
Well,
you just turn the air on.
Yeah, the level's already set.
Not for that thing, though. Just give it a shot.
Just hit the button down the middle.
Give it a shot, skis.
I don't really know how it works. I may want to get back in my car.
Sorry, folks.
That's bad, the sound your air conditioner makes. It's a Lexus.
So, we were going to a sushi place the other day.
I'm
going
to
say it's mine.
Okay.
And...
All right.
Sushi place. And we got caught, like, waiting for a train to go by, right? And we started playing a song from Train that lasted the entirety of the train.
Like, exactly?
Yep.
Yes.
How?
It was absolutely amazing.
That's
serendipity in life.
I don't know what to do with that statement.
I don't know either.
How was the sushi?
Doggos!
We got...
Look at the floofers. They're so floofy.
We actually went for ramen, but we got some sushi as well.
Where'd you go?
This place called... Shashka? I think it's the one by Daiji. Up on Sheridan.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I mean, I'm not a huge... Like, again, I think I like pho more than I like ramen now, which is the weirdest thing.
That is very
But strange. I really like top ramen a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And that's stupid. But this ramen was pretty pretty good, like, ramen and soup. The thing I noticed is, like, and maybe this is just not right and I'm just doing it wrong, but ramen tends to come with a lot of shit already in it.
Mm-hmm.
And pho, you put a lot of shit in it of your own.
Yeah, fair.
So, like, you can adjust the level of detritus in your soup.
Hmm.
And I like doing that. Because there's a lot of detritus in
if
ramen.
If you like detritus adjustments,
then you should eat some pho.
That was awful. No, I mean, that just didn't stand at all.
I mean...
Or rhyme or anything. It was just a hot
mess.
Yeah,
it's just a statement.
Vaguely
it was good. The sushi was pretty good too. I mean, the spicy tuna was actually really flavorful, not just like wasabi-ish.
I have a confession.
Yep.
I have no idea what good or bad sushi is like.
I mean, I would just go off of what the same thing what you told me when you asked for good and bad
it's
coffee.
What's inside
yep.
that counts, my friend.
It's not the peel, it's the nana.
Yeah, it is. It's basically about what you enjoy, right? That's why when people ask me stuff, like I got included in that foodies channel at work, and it's dead, but B, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna say anything because no one fucking I don't know what the fuck. I just eat things. Never take a
recommendation. It's true, I've seen
a recommendation from me. I don't fucking know anything.
I've seen some eat it.
I wouldn't recommend listening to my recommendations.
You had a food recommendation channel.
I did, and it was a joke.
It was funny.
It was funny, but it was funny because it was like no one agreed with me.
Yeah, but that's the best part.
That's why it was
funny.
Being
a critic.
Oh, I see.
A critic Shaw.
I see what you mean. I thought I was a fraud.
That's the same thing.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Did you like the food, Ames?
At the sushi place?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think I like the sushi more than the ramen, but I don't know if it's been talked up too much or...
Yeah, that life-changing ramen
thing
is...
Yeah, it's just never changed my life, and I still like the packet top ramen more, so...
I found a brand of packet ramen that's
was it
really
the one
good.
That you were trying the other day?
Yeah. Yeah, the noodles are bigger and thicker and stay a little more... Well, maybe it's the instructions are different, but they don't get as soft and gooey.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. Not necessarily the super spicy one, because I was sweating eating that. I mean, I loved it, but like... It's a little outside the realm of enjoyable for most, I think. I think it's in the realm of dare for most.
Yeah. You got a whole package of that spicy stuff?
Yeah, if you want one.
Maybe someday I'll...
I'd recommend not spicy one, maybe, to try it.
I like doing that. Like, for me, though, that's kind of like an experience, not like a thing where it's like, this is going to be fun. I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to hurt, and it's going to be like, cool, I did it, you know?
It's a pretty clean burn, I think.
Good. Amy had a ramen at the other place the other day, and I didn't know they made a ramen like this, but it was called, like, a curry ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And they put, like, a brown curry in the broth. So it's kind of like a little bit of, like, a sweet gravy.
So there's a weird thing about ramen, at least my limited understanding in that I eat things, is that it's one of those weird things, because most Japanese food is very rigid, right?
How do
you like,
mean?
You do this, this is the thing, and it's like this, and you don't fucking customize it or change it or whatever. Ramen somehow became the thing where they just go hog wild and do all kinds of random shit with it. Like, it's a highly regional thing. It varies a lot. There's all kinds of variety and different versions and everything. And they just, it's like their one thing, they're allowed to be creative with food.
Oh my god, that lady wasn't going and you were going.
I was gonna,
like,
kill Tahoe!
Fucking go! Yeah. It wasn't something I thought of as a ramen. And apparently it's a common ramen.
It's a courtesy laugh, and I regret it.
I just thought it was an interesting choice, like, to do that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I never thought about it, and it kind of made it... Did it make it more homey? Was it, like, more of, like, a stew and less of a ramen?
Kind of, but because it was sweeter, like, I don't know.
Okay.
It threw everything off for me.
Hey.
I just had a pork bone broth, and it was pretty decent. I mean,
I'm a fan of those.
Not a huge fan of that meat.
Is he going to get into this lane, or is he going to drive on the shoulder?
He's going to get into the lane, because he can't drive on the shoulder. Well, I guess he could.
Well, they always do, and I never know for sure if they're going to drive in front of me.
It's
or
a flat-iron flyer.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
It's flat.
It's an excellent, fine example of Boulder's fucking privileged attitude.
Speaking of privilege, let's talk about our office space.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas, our office space.
So let's just start off with the basics. There's little electric scooters you can use to run around, which Kendrick loves.
I am firmly anti-scooter.
Firmly in the scooter camp. He likes it. He's ridden them around almost all the time. He basically works on one.
I have never actually ridden one.
Do it.
I will probably break down and try one.
Good.
But I'm not a big scooter fan in general, and I think they're really obnoxious.
What about the skateboards?
Similarly obnoxious, but without handlebars to hit you in the junk.
Fair enough. I just have to hit you in the junk with
my
hand.
Mostly, I find it obnoxious for people running around office lots of blind corners on weird vehicles.
Yeah, if they were thinking about putting scooters or bikes or something like that in there, they made it into a, like, honeycomb of death. Like, there's a lot of blind corners that you have to enter or exit to get to the main road.
I will appreciate one aspect, and I'll say this, is that it keeps you on your toes. You gotta get your head on a swivel.
Yeah. But, so there's little electric scooters. Meaning, if there's electric scooters, it's not just, like, scooters to get around the, like, you know, 200 square foot office. It's, like, a fucking massive warehouse.
It's just that concept of, like, you get on, and then you're on the other side. You never actually got to engage the electric part of the scooter.
You, like, started,
because
and then
you
got, like, yeah, aw, we can never get it.
My garage is bigger than 200 square feet.
Is it? I guess
that's
true. 10
foot by 20 foot
room. I'm thinking of 200 by 200 is what I'm trying to think of. So, like,
so
what,
like
4,000 square feet? No.
40,000.
Okay. Irregardless.
Yeah. Square footage is big numbers.
There's scooters, and it's a really, really long. It's about, like, quarter mile from one end to the other, maybe.
Is it a quarter mile?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's 3 minutes to walk.
Okay.
And if I walk at
7 million kilometers per second.
What was it? Eagles per gun or whatever it was.
What? That's cool.
Oh, someone made a joke about how, when an American, when an American gets mad because he's in Canada and it's kilometers per hour instead of guns per eagle or whatever the fuck it was. I see versions now. I don't know what the original one was anymore.
That's awesome.
And then they flipped it when it's a Canadian gets mad when they're in American, it's miles per hour instead of maple syrups per something. It was like, it's like maple syrup per polar bear or something stupid, or beavers or something like that. And I'm like,
like, it was funnier the other way, guys. So
it's funnier because you can always shit on imperial units because it's always funny and that the system doesn't make sense. And it just apparently never stops being funny for people. So
there's that.
Fuck you, Oracle.
So Amy can walk it in 3 minutes, which is a pretty long office if you think about it.
It's a very long, narrow, not narrow, but it's a long office. It's not a big square or an H shape. It's one long, flowy, curvy line that goes from one end to the other.
Wobbly
wobbly
cock of an office.
Real That is not what a penis should look
You're
like.
You're a real cock of an office,
it's not even. It's not even like a duck penis. It's a weird...
So there's that. It's pretty big. It has a gym. A full-on,
a
like,
pretty decent gym, actually.
Like, 4 or 5 treadmills, 4 or 5 ellipticals.
And we're not... Yeah, it's not like one of those, like, hotel has a gym. It's like... No, like...
Yeah.
It's like a small... It's on the small side for a neighborhood 24-hour fitness kind of size gym.
Yeah. And it's got these like, every motion machine, I guess I don't know what that's called, cardio machine, thank you. The motion machines!
The machine!
The go movers!
Which to move when you don't want to move!
The stationary movement devices. they have these screens, and you can, like, do a program mode where you, like, walk down a trail. And it's like, cool, I'm walking down a trail. And you, like, log in.
And it shows you as you're moving, yeah. There's also, like, Netflix and Facebook and shit on them.
And the trail speeds up past you as you go faster.
Yeah. Which tracks how fast you're going.
Thing. There's
that. There's also a rowing machine.
Yeah. There's little ropes.
Almost killed Amy.
Really?
Yeah.
Amy almost died?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about that? Your experience?
Never been on a rower.
Okay.
It's hard. Also, I was in jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
That's harder. And your heart,
so, like, she got the thing going. Oh, so you almost died from doing the exercise? You almost died from, like, getting caught in the rower?
No, from doing the exercise. Okay. Yeah, because I'm a fat ass.
You don't realize how much energy goes into rowing until you row.
It's almost your full body.
It, yeah.
Every muscle. They have a parachute sled machine, which I think is freaking
awesome.
Yeah,
that was cool. What was with the ropes, by the way? Did you ever figure that out?
No, I was going to say they're ropes for people to climb.
Is that what they're for? Because they do not.
Skinny ones?
Yeah. I meant to ask the guy, but I forgot.
But anyway, it's a pretty cool gym. There's locker rooms and bike racks and stuff, full showers.
Secret pooping spot, don't tell anyone.
I tried to poop in there, and there was a guy working on something, and we met eyes, and then we just walked away from each other. Left the bathroom, too, which is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
So that happened to me when I was... The bathroom situation is satisfactory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's one bank of toilets. There's 3 restrooms. There's one on our end, one on the sales end, and then one in the middle in the gym.
Which, surprisingly, you'd think, based off the size of the building, would not be enough bathrooms, but it is.
It mostly is,
did you notice that the sales bathroom is larger than the development bathroom?
I did not. I have not been in there as a kindness.
It's more urinals and more stalls.
Well, it would have to, as there's a higher density over there.
A higher density
of
shit.
And they're more likely to fling shit on things.
Yeah, okay, we both made shit jokes. Okay.
So far, I have been impressed that our side is not disgusting yet.
Yeah.
But I went to go use the bathroom, and it was a particular need. And
poop, you were pooping?
And it wasn't pooping. It wasn't an easy one. It was a bad day. Stomach's been messed up lately.
Because of that fucking ramen.
No, actually. That made it better, which is why I'm like, okay, well, who knows anymore. But there was the trash cans, like, This restroom is being cleaned. The international sign of this restroom is being cleaned, where you jam the door open with the trash can.
Yeah.
And have, like, the signs out for the wet floor, but you never deploy them. You just have them in your trash can. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to do this. So then I went over to the gym, and there was the guy in there sealing the something or gluing something.
Dude, you went to the bathroom the exact same time I went to the bathroom.
It was. We were, like, back to back. And he was, like, repairing the stall. I was like, well, this
definitely
is,
can't work on this.
I am perhaps a little too timid, and I don't like to interfere with people doing their job, but this is well beyond anything I would ever consider acceptable.
I was like,
I'm a shit in front of
you. I almost thought, I was like, is this bathroom functional? And he's like, yeah, but, and I was like, you're right, I shouldn't have asked that, and then I walked away.
You had the verbal version of the non-verbal one I had, where I went up and looked at him, and I was like, oh, next one. And then I did not go to sales because I'm like, I'm scared. B, I just don't want to.
But Joe's over there.
I know.
You have a lifeline.
I'm looking forward to hearing his complaints about things. And I'm waiting. I got to ask him when the mouthwash is going to show up in the bathroom.
So, to be fair, we're not even close to describing all the things in the office yet.
No, we got through the length of it and the poopers.
Okay, so the soap is an automatic soap dispenser, as the day goes on, the soap gets less and less, like, there's less and less soap, so that whatever mechanism is dispensing it just gets a little bit, like, less effective all day, because they're bad soap dispensers.
We're getting replaced.
And you'll coax it out, and it'll be like, huh? And then, like, a little bit later, it'll be like,
You move your hand away.
Yeah, after you move your hand away. So somebody suggested, I guess, that they put, like, actual soap in there, like a hand soap thing.
Yeah, just that residential method.
somebody put non-foaming soap yep. in a foaming soap dispenser, yep. which is effectively just as dumb as the soap dispensers that are already there.
I noticed that.
And I was like, Mother of Christ.
I don't think people realize that those foaming soap dispensers take different soap. I think this is like the number one marketing fail on those, because they make, Method makes two sets of soap dispensers and two sets of soap dispenser refills.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all the same. They all look identical unless you really, really closely examine the packaging.
Yeah,
they're
it
all
says the same foaming style. On it.
It says foaming, but it's still a bag. And yeah. often it's in the same section as mm-hmm. the non-foaming. It's like I accidentally grabbed, what did I grab? It was like deodorant and antiperspirant instead of just deodorant because they look almost identical and they were in the same spot. I was like, I didn't want this. So it's that same issue of...
I grabbed decaf instead of caffeinated coffee the other day because they're like the exact same packaging besides the thing that says decaf. And it's
which
like,
is somehow not as obvious as you think despite being orange or green or clear.
Yeah, I'd be like, I feel like in most cases, like let's go back to a staple. You have Dr. Pepper. I remember Dr. Pepper or Coke. Yep. Let's go to Coke instead.
Yep. Coke is
so you had Coke, red can.
Always red.
Yeah. You have Diet Coke,
great
silver.
Can.
Gray, yeah.
Silver or gray, yeah.
Coke Zero.
Black.
And then for a long time, you had sugar-free Coke, caffeine-free, sugar-free Coke, which was gold.
Gold.
And those four are very distinct.
You
all the same
mix
thing.
Them up.
Like, all the same taste, like, all the same product, but different variations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I'm like, if I'm looking for coffee, it was like, oh, this has to be the same coffee because it's, like, the same color as the normal coffee. And it's like, no, this little green kind of thing printed on it, it says decaf. And I'm like, fuckers!
Yep.
But anyway, so there's good bathrooms.
Oh. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Weirdly, I find it funny that we have the automatic soap dispenser and the automatic hand washer, like the automatic faucet, and a basket of paper towels.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever.
I keep forgetting. Sometimes I'll walk into there, wash my hands, and I keep forgetting they come out of the same area as the...
Yeah, so you start to walk away, and you have to go back. Like
I did it on the sales side. I was like, where the fuck are these paper towels? Oh, they're right in the same exact spot. So... there's that. There is a full, a pretty sweet arcade.
Yeah. With couple, like four classic arcade games.
Yep. Foosball.
All free.
Pool soon.
Ping pong. Like, whoa. Shuffleboard soon.
Shuffleboard
we're getting
soon.
Brandon shuffleboard.
So lots of activities to do.
Branded. It's actually got our logo printed in it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
A lot of open space and seating. There's probably about a thousand
different seating.
Yeah. There's probably like a thousand
soft
different chairs.
Seated.
And you can sit them all if
you
tried.
Get to stand with your pound.
Soft ceiling.
I'm keeping your lips.
I'm soft sitting.
Prairie dogging, Mom.
No, I said I'm soft sitting.
Puppers. More floofing puppers.
Those mother floofing puppers. So, basically, there's that. But then there's a full-on, like, five-star kitchen in this thing, in this bitch.
The commissary area is kind of ridiculous. Like, not just a little, but, like, ridiculous.
Not a single meal over seven?
Well, I mean,
nine?
You could get stuff.
Sorry, I mean, like, one single thing. If you didn't order any extras, it would be nothing over nine.
Most of the entrees are, like, $7.
Yeah.
We get a stipend of $75 associated with our badges. Ow.
That was his badge, not his penis.
Yeah, almost was. And then this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Which the traffic just inexplicably cleared up.
Yep.
Fucking.
Cause fuck you, Wadsworth.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, the Wadsworth exit is where everybody's like, fuck you.
Or they're all like, I've got to drive slow for a mile, and then I'll drive fast. No, the lunch options are ranging from decent portion to crazy huge portions, and they're all $7. We get a $75 stipend associated with the badge I racked myself on a little bit.
And it's from 7:30 to 1:30. Basically, they're open there.
There's a breakfast and a lunch.
Yeah.
Different menus. Opens at 7:30, and then I don't know when they close breakfast, but
it's like
10 something. And then they open for lunch at 11 and go to 1:30, which is, I think, fine. Like, I have nothing to complain about. The pricing is weird. Like, the breakfast burrito, which is somewhere between
a baby's forearm and a horse's
cock.
Is like $4.50.
It's $4.50, and it's somewhere. It's smaller than a Chipotle burrito, but it's bigger than a McDonald's breakfast burrito or a Santiago's burrito.
It's bigger than most breakfast burritos you'd get.
It's a hefty breakfast burrito with really delicious stuff. The eggs are good. The potatoes are good. Mm-hmm. The pulled pork is amazing. All the things are in there for $4.50.
Celsius beer days.
Or you can buy a croissant for $2.50, or three pieces of bacon for
$2.
It was all right. It wasn't like amazing, but it was all right.
Okay. That, like, wasn't fetch made? Like,
I think it might have been. It sat on my desk for a few hours, I think it might have been a little bit. It might have been yesterday's.
Okay.
But it was, like, $2.50. Or a Danish is like $2.
Or you can go to the breakfast bar for like a certain amount. Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
so it doesn't make any sense, but I don't care because it's all funny money anyway, right?
Yeah.
So like ended the day with money. I didn't get a chance to go back and get the soup like I was gonna.
We don't get that money ever, and we can't carry it over from week to week, so it's basically just Monopoly money.
Yeah, so there's you feel inclined to use it all up, but I also am
150.
I was going to do that, but I've been kind of resisting it because I also don't really need to eat 18,000 calories a day. So.
Well, I figured get it out of the way early, and then I can figure out what I like and don't like.
Yeah, no, I get that. But the menu changes daily for soups and weekly for everything else.
Not everything. So there's some staples like pepperoni pizza, queso formaggio, or whatever the cheese pizza is. There's always a cheeseburger. There's always a Caesar salad. There's always, like, some staple sandwiches.
Can we just go back to a moment where you just said cheese in all the wrong languages?
Queso?
You said queso formaggio.
Yeah.
Which is Mexican.
What they call it?
Which is Mexican
Quattro
for
formaggio
cheese.
Is
yeah.
what they call
I was going to say, you took Spanish for cheese and French for cheese and just put them together. And I'm okay with that, to be honest, because that's a
good
combination
cheese.
That's cheese pizza? Yes, it is.
Is that the double cheese? No, it's the queso formaggio.
Yeah.
Queso.
Queso. Fromaggio.
You spell
cheese.
Queso with queso. Queso fromaggio.
And all of Europe just spits at you.
They just take a piece of poop and throw it at you. But yeah, so there's a kitchen. There's good bathrooms. There's a full gym. It's a half mile,
crazy amount
mile
of
long.
Food, riding scooters. And then like coffee and snacks that are all Boulder snacks, hippie snacks.
A gigantic.
Some are good. Those tiny cookies are delicious, by the way.
Bubbly. Yeah, I've heard they're really good.
The big cookies are weird. They're like, they're disappointing brownies.
Amy, can you confirm or deny the big cookies are weird?
They're vegan, soy-free, gluten-free. One other thing. Chocolate chip cookies.
If I'm not really, like, eating the cookies, I'm fine with that stuff. Because at least, I mean, if you don't have to hurt animals to make food, good. But I generally like the animals that are killed for my food.
I think it's made of, like, almond flour and soot.
It was a lot of almond.
Well, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And soot?
And it wasn't offensive. It's
that seems like an
ingredient.
It felt like a sad brownie to me.
Like a blondie, maybe?
Like a heavy one that's a little dry.
So, like, all the worst parts of all the bad
brownies.
I mean,
it wasn't like, oh, this is terrible. Like, this is a subpar brownie.
Rice Krispie treats are pretty good.
So the Rice Krispie treats are where it's at.
There's a churro one, and anything that's labeled churro, I like.
Texture is a little weird for me, but otherwise it was good. I think it's because it's brown rice, but... Whoa, sorry.
African-American rice.
I knew you were going to say it, and the best part about it is, no, it didn't have any beans in it.
What?
Like rice and beans? Red beans and rice?
Oh, okay, there we go. Right? Okay, there we go.
See, I was going for like a whole other level of racist.
Line, yeah.
It's later that way.
This one you're in right now.
Okay.
But
no, pretty stoked. Pretty stoked about it. I'm pretty sure that chicken sandwich tomorrow, or next week, is like a, it's going to, you could jerry-rig it into a banh mi, I think.
Okay.
Because it's like a hoisin chicken with daikon.
Oh, you're not talking about the fried chicken one.
No, there's a fried chicken sandwich that I'm going to eat too. Yeah. But there's one that's marked as like a hoisin chicken sandwich. And if you just grab some jalapenos off of the little bar thing that they have, the condiment bar, and throw them on there, you might have to find some cilantro somewhere, but like you're basically getting it on me. Because they've all their names for stuff have been descriptors without... using like the real name.
It's
of
like
something.
How I would describe something.
Right, like they had a
queso formaggio.
Well, not so much that, but more like what did they call
like
it?
A three cheese. It was like a.
It was quattro formaggio.
I thought it was quattro formaggio. Yeah. I just
but
got
why
confused.
Would you? But formaggio is French, isn't it?
Formaggio, maybe.
What's
it's
Italian for cheese? Why do I not know?
Okay, that? Google. Everybody's phone turns on.
No.
It actually did turn on.
Nice. What's Italian for cheese?
Keep talking.
No, it is formaggio because it's fromage is French. So no, that's right. It's formaggio. So quattro formaggio. Okay, so that's fine. So if you did quattro with queso with a K and then fromaggio, you'd eat all four. So
okay, cool.
That'd be really offensive to languages. So anyway, no. The whole point was I was trying to make was what was that doll something I had soup. It wasn't a mulligatawny, but it was really close to a mulligatawny, and I feel like. For their ethnic stuff, they don't use the term. They use like a descriptor. When do I turn, by the way?
You won't be able to not turn at some point. You won't be able to never unturn a self. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, like, what was was the thing? I had something, and it was like, rather than coming on, using the name for it, they used their descriptor. And I'm trying to think of something else. And
like,
it's not coming to
saying
me.
Oriental instead of Asian?
I know, I feel like it was, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Like, it wasn't, it
similar
was,
to that, though, like, using the a word that can work, but not the right word.
Maybe.
Ineffective communication.
I just felt like it was, they were selling it to boring white people.
Was it the couscous falafel?
Maybe. Maybe it was that.
That's like,
it
that's like a,
sorry, it was quinoa.
Yeah, no, I was like,
quinoa falafel
is like a hot word soup.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. It's like, it's like the resume of menus where you're like, how many different things can we put in this menu that make people confused and want to eat?
Right. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm very excited for next week.
Yeah.
So, pizza's good. But in general, the office culture is, it's all right, actually. It's a neat space. There's lots of annoying knickknacks. I don't like that kitschy shit everywhere, necessarily.
I played with an hourglass that was over there for, like, a solid 30-minute meeting the other day.
Well, yeah, because you're in a meeting.
Because I'm in a... What? Oh, yeah, meeting. It was fun,
because like,
it looked
like
it had like, solid gold
pieces.
But, like,
the art pieces, the object art crap lying around, like, why do we spend money on this?
Well, why do you have all this stuff laying around your house?
Most of it is functional, some of it's pretty. But my house is not
none of
office.
It is, like, functional.
Like what?
You have like 1,000 pieces of mail that don't matter anymore.
Well, that's
because
those are supposed to be trash, and they're just not making it into the trash cart.
Now they're decoration. That's what
that,
I mean.
That is the same reason my foundation is shifted. It's not lazy.
Pretty.
And it's like, okay, we could put a desk there instead.
Some places I feel like that, but other places I'm like, what? I mean, there's nothing. There's literally no way we could use this space right now because, like, there's not. They haven't hired us enough salespeople yet.
Well, we do need more salespeople.
Oh my gosh! But those conference rooms where it's nothing but like. Lounge chairs and sofas.
There's so many conference rooms too. Like, I feel like people were really upset about how few conference rooms we had at the temporary spot, so that they way overshot it the other way because there's like 1,000 fucking conference rooms.
Yeah,
I don't even understand how to book them.
You just walk into one and hope it's empty.
I thought they had to. There's a big thing about booking them ahead of time.
Yeah, that's like always how you're supposed to use a conference
room.
Right.
So like, how do you do that? You just put it in Outlook.
I think you just do it in Outlook.
Does that snag the room?
The same way you have always booked a conference room.
Well, but. We didn't. The system we had in Church Ranch was just what?
You were just doing that, and it made me funny. It made me funny on the inside.
No, the system we had in Church Ranch was good looking, good fucking luck, because we didn't have any technology.
Turn left at this next one.
And the system we had at Broom, well, we didn't really bother at Superior because
it was
like
better.
There was three, and we just it was the same 8 people having a meeting every time, so you just stay in one room forever, and.
Can you imagine trying to mob program at Superior?
Ugh. I can't imagine mob programming anywhere. It's dumb. Oh. Anyway, no, at Broomfield, the shit never worked right, so I never really understood what you're supposed to do, because the technology was always broken.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, it didn't work. It worked with Google, but not with Outlook, so when we switched to Outlook, it just stopped working, and everyone just kind of shrugged and went on with their lives.
So, yeah, well, suffice to say, it's a really cool office. And you should come check it out if
you come work for Conga if you have a skill.
Well,
doesn't matter which one.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, we're actually up to a real podcast link. Jesus.
Yeah, welcome
like,
back to
fucking
the
traffic
sit, welcome back to Sit Talk.
Traffic is not good.
And you know,
so get ready for that, everybody. Sit Sock, 100 years to sitsock.com.
Rick and Sit Sock.
Rick and Sit Sock.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Like, comment, subscribe.